1. Begin transmission.
Oh boy. Okay, here we go. Oh, Kitty just jumped over me. I guess we can get this started because it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. You might know me. My name is Tobe. I'm the guy that runs this whole thing. I don't know what's going on. What am I doing? I have no idea. I think the first thing we need to do here is to drink some tea. Oh yeah. Good tea. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Uh-oh. Oh boy. There we go. There it is. There it is. Werder Bremen has scored in the 27th minute. The score is now 1-0. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, Werder Bremen? Werder Bremen? Isn't today Saturday? And I can answer that question, yes. Today is Saturday. And I'm not shocked to hear your surprise. Tobe, you're watching Bundesliga and not the English Premier League? Well, yeah, it's true. But it's not my choice. This is good tea. Oh, look at that. Right between the goalie's legs. That's beautiful. Beautiful strike. Yeah, so what you need to know is today is an FA Cup weekend. And so there is no Premier League today. We have FA Cup, which is a different competition, but comprises the same teams. The hilarious irony to this is that nobody in America ever buys the rights to the FA Cup games. Although that's not entirely true. We never get to see the FA Cup games unless somebody picks them up as filler. And I did notice, what was it, like last month? 2 months ago, somebody was playing a live FA Cup game, and I think it was ESPN. So we're just going to check over on ESPN real quick here to see if, yeah, no, they got college basketball. So, yeah, there is no English Premier League today. So I'm watching Bundesliga. Werder Bremen versus Eintracht Frankfurt. Ja, ist gut Fußball. Ja, I sprechen Sie Deutsch. Sehr gut. Jeez, Bremen had another opportunity there. Huh. So, yeah, that's happening. Now, I'm wondering, can we punch this in? Can we listen to some of this? You know, for the purposes of review only.
Aware of what he was trying to pull off, when he was pulling it off. Well, the fact is that is quite an effort from Maximilian Eggestein.
Eggestein
for his
with
power,
the goal.
Pace and work ethic, but showing some nimble footing in
nimble.
There as well.
Nimble footing.
And an important time for Bremen to open the scoring. It has been open, but it's been very even.
Good tee. I don't know who I want to
the program will be, it'll be important for Bremen to keep the front three from Frankfurt quiet. I think they've done well till now. You haven't seen much of Rebic. Okay, Haller's in the action, especially when they're playing the ball up to him.
We right. should be aware that we're not too far
minute.
Away from that pocket of time that Frankfurt really did the damage against Freiburg last time out, though. It was in that 10-minute spell right before half-time. Three goals with three shots. And that is how quickly things can turn. But Bremen will be delighted.
Oh, nice shoulder tackle.
We'll see a positive start rewarded with the opening goal. Half an hour played here at the Weserstadion. Maximilian Eggestein with the only goal of the game. In case you're just joining us, James Sorokin and Kevin McKenna.
Slams him out of bounds. Coverage of that was a nice play.
The action from Matchday 19's primetime slot on a Saturday evening. And after 10 goal games without a goal, Maximilian Eggestein's opener is the difference between the sides.
Yeah, it is.
Now Bremen with another set-piece opportunity. They haven't been able to make the most of them so far.
Free
this
kick
evening.
For Bremen. Goes into the box.
Goes long.
Guy gets his head on it, but it bounces the wrong way.
Rolder with the clearance.
Not for long.
Rebic is always going to give chase.
For
it's
no reason.
Calm and composed from Cruzen. That's a lovely ball from Bargfrieder to pick out.
I'll say that was
Eggestein.
A cross-field pass. Been battling in the
that's
box.
That's a fullback position. When Costa's pushed up.
No call.
Eggestein just finds that little pocket just beside Abraham. And he doesn't want to get, Abraham doesn't want to get sucked out of the middle there. And De Costa's too far up. That's, you know, I think that's one of the weaker points from Frankfurt's game is the fullbacks like to push on.
Well, of course they love to push on. They're fullbacks. That's what they do. So anywho. Yeah. Werder Bremen versus Eintracht Frankfurt. Yeah. Ist gut. Ooh, another shot on goal by Werder Bremen. And the goalie. I can't remember his name. I call him Von Trapp. I call him Captain Von Trapp. His name is not Von Trapp. It's just Trapp. But, you know. When you meet a German or an Austrian named Trapp. So good. This tea, I'm really into it. Oh, I'm really into drinking tea today. Oh, that reminds me. We got to check for kaiju. We got to see if there's any kaiju films on today. Because I don't... Not only do I not have any Premier League football to watch, I've also got no Supercross to watch tonight. This is one of those weekends where they take a break from maybe just double check. Yeah. Oh, plus I got MX later tonight. Mexican Primera División. Yay. Yeah, so I gotta check to make sure I'm not missing any kaiju films, because last Saturday one of the weird channels played like three Gamera movies, and then another bizarre channel was playing the original Godzilla film. But it was on at like 4 a.m. and I had to go to sleep. But look at this. They changed the name of the Cow Channel to the Cowboy Channel. It was something different for the last couple of months. You might be wondering, what's going down? What's happening on the Cow Channel right now? Well, let's find out. You know, for the sake of review.
Now you can get your saddle horn and relax. And just your little fingers, all it'll take. Two feet, keeping him moving.
There's a guy walking a horse around a barrel. He's walking the horse.
There. Perfect.
Apparently he's doing well.
Good. And you can feel that hind leg. Now, he stepped short behind right there, but when you relax and let him keep moving, can you feel him step way up?
Uh-huh.
That's what you want, nice and big.
They're talking about a horse. This guy's riding a horse. He's just riding a horse.
Now, what do you want me to look at while I'm going around the barrel?
Around in circles in the barrel.
I want his feet to go next.
Okay.
Horse is walking.
Neck rein as little as possible.
So if he comes in a little, pick
his nose
up.
A little, you can just step, use your inside rein and make him step away one step.
Okay.
Do that for me. Step him out one to a bigger circle. There, now let him go on that size of circle.
That was pretty cool. I didn't know how you could do that. I don't know how to drive a horse.
One step gives you a much bigger radius, and if you wanted him to come in, you could just bump him Just your little finger, and you could bring him into a smaller circle if you needed. There, and then give him his slack back. He should, right there, there you go. He should hunt those circles for you, just like those reiners.
Yep.
Hunt that stop or that spin.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's this lady. She's teaching some guy how to drive a horse around a barrel. And now she's demonstrating, you know, a typical barrel racing run. If you don't know what barrel racing is, I don't know how if I want to explain it. You put three 55-gallon drums out on a dirt patch, and you run your horse around them in a certain pattern, and that's pretty fun if you're a horse, I guess. I don't know what horses think. So yeah, maybe I should watch this. Maybe I should learn how to drive a horse. I can drive a car. It can't be a whole hell of a lot different. I mean, right? And I do live in Nebraska. We got horses here. Hell, we even have horses in town. Maybe I should learn how to drive a horse. We do have horse cops here. These are not cops who maintain law and order among horses. These are human cops who, you know, maintain law and order among human beings while riding a horse. So, yeah, that's fun. There is a little bit of horse culture here. I want to ride a horse. No, I don't. What am I saying? I'm not getting on any animal that weighs, you know, 10 times what I do. I don't know what the thing's going to do. You should stay away from giant animals. I mean, just generally speaking, if you do not want to be eaten by an animal, if you do not wish to be prey, then, you know, avoid animals that are larger than you. And avoid cats, because even though that cat might weigh less than you, that, you know, 100-pound cheetah is going to take you down and tear your throat out. So, you know, just be prepared for that. So, continuing our search for kaiju business. Kaiju, where's my kaiju? Oh, well, looky here. Wait. We're not going to do this yet. Wait, we got to check the other channels first. We got to check the other channels first. I'm on 129 and 131. These are the ones we must check. Okay, so nothing on right now. Nothing. Ooh, look what's on later this afternoon. At 5 p.m., Escape from New York, starring Snake Plissken. Call me Snake. No, you call me Snake. All right. Nope. 9 p.m., Die, Monster, Die. That is not a kaiju film. Black Sheep, Destination Moon. Destination Moon. Nice. There's a classic with a B-52's song named after it. Alright, so yeah, we got no Godzilla, we got no Gamera, but we do have something. Now, let's see if you can guess what this is, for the sake of review only. No, but it's on commercial for Blue Diamond, for Lou Diamond Phillips, for Blue Diamond Almonds. Speaking of Lou Diamond Phillips, La Bamba was on last night. I kind of watched like 5 minutes of it. Oh, La Bamba. Oh. I remember when that came out and Los Lobos did the soundtrack. And Los Lobos came to town and they were playing the ballroom where I worked. And I actually got to hang out with those guys for a while. And, you know, I got to see him play for free. That was awesome. Actually, I didn't even get to see him play for free. I got paid to see them because I was working that night. It was great. And this tea is good, too. Yeah, I said back when I worked at the amusement park. And in the winters, I would work in the ballroom doing various jobs. And one night I got called in and, oh, there's a show tonight. It's Los Lobos. Fill up this bus tub full of ice and put a couple of cases of Heineken in it and take that backstage. Okay. No problem. That was my job. Oh, but I forgot. I'm supposed to be doing my job right now. Okay. Kaiju time.
She has a double-core nuclear reactor. She's one of a kind now.
She has a double-core nuclear reactor.
She always was.
How do you like your ride, Becky boy? Solid iron hull, no alloys. 40 engine block muscle strands. Hypertorque drive pressure.
I'd rather have the alloys because they're lighter.
Come here. Good to see you. Buddy.
It's good to see me too.
It's good to see you too, brother. It's
yeah.
Just like old times.
It is like old times. Look, there in the background, we can see Gypsy Danger.
Story?
Oh, wait, I tipped the hand. I blew the gaff.
Like me around? That can't be it. You a pilot?
No, not yet.
But I'm cute.
But I want to be one, more than anything.
What's your simulator score?
Watashiwa kawaii shoujo desu.
Wow, that's amazing. But you're not one of the candidates tomorrow?
The Marshal has his reasons.
Yeah, he always does, doesn't he? But with 51 kills, I can't imagine what they could be.
51 kills? Is that all?
I hope you approve all my choices. I've studied your fighting techniques and strategy.
I approve the choice of your haircut.
Alaska.
Cute.
What do you think?
I think you're unpredictable. You have a habit of deviating from standard combat techniques.
That's because I'm a
you
deviant.
You take risks to endanger yourself and your crew.
No risk, no payoff.
I don't think you're the right man for this mission.
Oh, I'll show you a mission right here, sweetie. Yes, and if you couldn't guess, that is the film Pacific Rim. Kaiju and giant robots. And I am in the mood for some giant robots, because last night I was watching Gundam stuff. I was watching Gunpla assembly videos, Gunpla review videos. I was even watching actual Mobile Suit Gundam shows. I was watching Gundam Build Fighters Try. And I still got, what, 3 episodes of that to watch? It's coming to a head. So I'm pretty excited about that. That's what I am going to do today. Oh, and yeah, okay. Now I know why there's nothing else on. Look, it says the IMSA preview show. Then the IMSA WeatherTech Championship starts in 45 minutes from Daytona International Speedway in Daytona Beach, Florida. Yeah. Is it a 12-hour race or is it the 24-hour race? Is it 24 hours at Daytona or is it just 12 hours at Daytona? I can't remember, but it's one of these endurance races and that's going to be going on all day. So I will check in on that once it starts every once in a while because, you know, racing is fun. And if 24 hours at Daytona is starting, then that means we're only about 2 weeks away from NASCAR. Oh, it's stinky in here now. Some cats just did stinky business. Oh, yes, it's stinky business, baby. Oh, did you have a fun poops? Did you have some fun poops? Because it sure smells like you had fun. Hi, what are you doing? You're going to come up here and see me? Or are you going to take off and... Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Oh, God. Especially stinky today. Good job, Pippa. Oh, and look what we have here on this channel, on TCM. There's a classic film on today. I even watched this movie in a film class when I was in college. See if you can guess what film this is. You know, for review purposes only, of course.
Make me sick. I'll take care of them when I get out.
That's what I told myself. And I'll help you, Cody, like always. You'll be out soon. Back on top of the world.
When you're around, well, nothing can stop me.
That's right, son.
Oh my God, that should have been obvious. So here's a guy named Cody with a very distinct and famous sounding voice talking to his ma, and his ma is telling him that he's going to be back on top of the world real soon. Obviously, the guy's in prison. Now, what famous movie has the famous line, "Top of the world, ma"? That's right. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. White Heat, starring James Cagney. Yay! So that's on right now. And I don't really feel like I need to watch it because, you know, I've seen White Heat about 10,000 times. Or thereabouts. Roughly. Just, you know, estimating. Oh, and here on this channel is Ghostbusters, but it's not, you know, the classic Ghostbusters. It's the chick Ghostbusters. Oh, and what do we have here? Oh, well, that reminds me. It's Saturday. Do we have any episodes of House on today? What's the House channel, like 79? Oh, no, no House. Oh, no. See, there's a movie on right now, The Holiday, starring Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet. This is a Christmas movie. Don't know why it's on. And it just started about 20 minutes ago. But in a couple of hours, it ends. And then we have House. Off-track betting gambler, played by Cynthia Nixon. Remember, she was from that one show about the three prostitutes and their grandmother? What was that called? Oh, yeah, Sex in the City. And then we got another House episode, then another House episode, and another. It's House all night. Well, not quite all night. At 11 p.m., Big Brother After Dark starts. Big Brother? Big Brother is still on? People are still watching Big Brother? My God. Wasn't that a 90s show? Wasn't that show just right at the turn of the millennium? My God, that's embarrassing. I'm still shocked that there's reality shows. I don't care who gets kicked out of the house, or gets kicked off the island, or gets kicked out of the... Who cares? God. Oh no, I failed my challenge. I won the challenge, so I have immunity. Yeah, you do. Have fun with that immunity. That still doesn't explain why you have syphilis. Well, I have immunity. Do you? Yeah, I'm sure you do. My name's Tobe. I do not have immunity. But strangely enough, I don't have any contracted sexual diseases. Ugh, it stinks in here. I gotta clean up some kitty poop. But, looks like I've still got about 6.5 or 7 minutes of this to do before I can go cleaning up any kitty poops. So what else are we going to do? Maybe we should check the Weather Channel. And of course, being Saturday, weathermen don't work on Saturdays, and so they are showing a truck, a semi-truck and trailer combination being pulled out of a muddy ditch by a front-end loader. No, I guess technically that's a backhoe. It's 27 degrees Fahrenheit here in Omaha today. It's supposed to get a bit warmer, but I doubt it will. Because they are liars. They are liars. I do not like the Weather Channel. Why are we even watching the Weather Channel? I do not know. Because there's nothing better on. Well, except for this. Let's see if you can guess what piece of artistic cinematic genius this is. You know, for review purposes only.
Dalton?
Uh-oh, he said his name. Here comes Dalton, walking down the stairs.
Morgan, you're out of here. You don't have the right temperament for the trade.
You ask, what am I supposed to do?
There's always barber college.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
You're a dead man.
You're a dead man. Good acting. There's a lot of good acting here. See the way that those two guys are staring at each other? That was good acting.
You're out too. We're selling booze here, not drugs.
Yeah, because booze isn't a drug or anything.
Thank you.
You tell him, Dalton.
Anybody else here dealing?
I'm dealing blackjack.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
Child, please. Certainly you know this movie already. Famous lines.
All right. Maybe people who really want to have a good time won't come to a slaughterhouse.
They won't come to a slaughterhouse.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here. Too many 40-year-old adolescents, felons, power drinkers, and trustees of modern chemistry. It's going to change.
Man, that sure sounds good. But a lot of the guys who come in here, we can't handle one-on-one. Even two-on-one.
Don't worry about it.
That's what guns are for.
All you have to do is follow three simple rules. One, never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected. Two, take it outside. Never start anything inside the bar unless it's absolutely necessary. And three, be nice.
Come on, honey.
I want you to be nice.
Okay.
He learned this from Sun Tzu.
Ask him to walk. Be nice. If he won't walk, walk him. But be nice. If you can't walk him, one of the others will help you, and you'll both be nice.
And everybody walks the
dinosaur.
I want
you to remember that it's a job.
Open the door.
It's nothing personal.
Get on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Everybody walk the dinosaur.
I wonder if somebody called my mama a whore.
Well, your mama is a whore.
I want you to be nice until it's time to not be nice.
Well, how are we supposed to know when that is?
You won't. I'll let you know. You are the bouncers, I am the cooler. All you have to do is watch my back and each other's. Take out the trash.
One, two, three.
You are the bouncers, I am the cooler. Yeah, well, apparently the cooler's read a lot of Sun Tzu and maybe even the Book of Five Rings. A little Machiavelli, even? Wow, he's so wise. Yes, obviously that was some dialogue from the movie Roadhouse, starring everybody's favorite Patrick Swayze. Oh, Patrick, we miss you. Oh, come back to us. Poor guy. I think he got it from his pancreas, too, if I remember correctly. The pancreas hates everybody. But I love this tea. And I'm going to take a few more sips of this tea. Until it's time for me to tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC without exception, right here on Anon Radio, home of the sound show, genre mix, and discussion with MJT, which is coming up next right after this, so stay tuned. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.